Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Well, good morning, Rockaholics, and happy Thanksgiving Eve. I know a lot of folks are probably like me, and that means your kid has a half day today, so you don't get the full day off.
Oh, Tatum's had the whole week off.
What?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah, so she's been home all week.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Cuts into your napping schedule, all the things.
Doesn't impact me as much because she just I get home when I get home, and it's just go time. But I definitely have noticed, like Sid is. She's been around her kid all day long.
It's such a blessing.
Yes, every child is a miracle, they say.
They are. And we are going to go, I'm going to pick him up from school today and then go see Zootopia 2.
I am so excited to hear how this goes because maybe it was like last week that Tatum just discovered the Zootopia show. And I'm like, oh, cool. A show that I don't absolutely hate. I'm all in for this.
Yeah, we just watched the first one because we saw that the second one was coming out in theaters, fell in love with it, and now we've got our tickets and we're going to go to the local cinema and eat some popcorn for lunch.
Well, I hope it goes well.
Thank you so much. Well, happy early Thanksgiving, everyone. Let's get into the Daily Mix download.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And today is Thanksgiving Eve.
What is happening?
Today's the day. You either decide to start training your stomach by eating a lot of food, or like most of us, you start starving yourself to get ready for the feast that happens tomorrow.
And you set out your eating pants.
You have eating pants?
Oh, hell yeah. I got several pairs of eating pants.
I am kind of fired up that Thanksgiving is at our house, so at some point I can make the switch from jeans to pajama pants.
Oh, you cannot wear jeans on Thanksgiving, Steve. That sounds so uncomfortable.
Oh, they're very stretchy. Also,
are they jeggings?
I need jeggings. Also, tomorrow, not only is it a lot of food, it's a lot of football.
Yes.
We got the Green Bay Packers taking on the Lions. That game is at 10 a.m. Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Dallas Cowboys. That one's at 1:30 p.m. And then the Cincinnati Bengals taking on the Baltimore Ravens. And that game will be happening at 5:20 p.m. So that's what's going on. What are you most excited about when it comes to Thanksgiving?
Watching the Cowboys lose.
Nice. What about you, Danny?
Oh, turkey, of course.
All the turkey.
I have to eat turkey. We got a 15-pound turkey for two people, and I'm going to be eating turkey for the next week and a half.
That sounds amazing.
The turkey sandwiches. That's where it's at. Do you load it up on salt and pepper when you get your turkey sandwich? And mayo?
Oh, everything.
I know you don't like the mayo.
Ranch,
there,
extra ranch on it for Taryn?
Yes.
Oh, so good.
Will you put ranch on your turkey sandwich?
Blue cheese, whipped cream.
Okay, we're going too far now.
clam chowder. I'm just thinking of all white creamy things that are FCC friendly. Hey, speaking of football, very exciting news. If you liked Quandre Diggs on the Seattle Seahawks, because he's coming back. I always love Quandre. He was always great in the press conferences. Seemed like a guy who just wore his heart on his sleeve. He's re-signing with the Hawks. Now he's signing on with the practice squad, but that usually just means it's get him all warmed up and ready to go. You know, there are a lot of injuries going on with the Seahawks on the defense. So, I mean, this guy is definitely on the later end of his career. But it's pretty cool to have him back, and I think he will make a contribution to the team.
A nice warm welcome.
One thing I'm not happy about.
What?
Before he played, I think he wore number 6. He's coming back, and I saw, first of all, I love that he made his announcement with a picture of his kid with Blitz, the mascot. Aww. And he's like, I'm coming back to Seattle. I was like, that's pretty cool. Apparently, he's going to be rocking number 37.
Oh.
I don't like it. I think 37 should be retired.
Yeah.
Sean Alexander, say what you will. I know he had a great offensive line in front of him. That man was still a beast as a running back. And, I mean, he broke so many records, and he was the MVP of the league. I feel like that's a number that should be retired.
You make a solid point there, Steve.
Thank you.
Of course. A big name from the Legion of Boom is now one step closer to the Hall of Fame. Earl Thomas III is officially a semifinalist for the 2026 nice. Pro Football Hall of Fame class. ET3 is one of 26 players still in the running, and we're going to find out who makes the cut to the final 15 before voting happens around the Super Bowl.
I've been loving seeing Earl's been back in the mix when it comes to Seattle Seahawks. I think, you know, he flipped off Pete Carroll. He was gone for a while. Went a little bit off the deep end, maybe. But you know what? Seems like he's turned his life around. Things are going well, and he's really immersed with Seahawks fans and doing all these events, and it's been awesome to see.
Totally.
So bring him back. Put him in the Hall of Fame. And retire Sean Alexander's number.
Those are our boys.
That's all I'm asking for. Heads up, if you're in Snohomish County, deputies say there are a bunch of scammers. Have you been scammed yet, Taryn?
No, I don't think so, but I'm always on high alert because I'm very gullible.
I hate all the texts and the calls that we get. I mean, I love that my phone will say possible scam.
Yeah.
One time I accidentally answered it because I thought it was something about, I was waiting for like something to do with like my window that got cracked. And I thought it was the window repair people.
No.
And I answered it. It was a very weird sounding voice on the other end. I'm like, hang up, that's a scam.
They're everywhere.
The text messages are just ridiculous these days too. The hi, how are you?
Oh my God. I don't know you.
What are you up to? It's been a while since we've talked. I don't know who the F you are. Stop scamming me. So anyways, I guess it's happening a lot in Snohomish County. People are pretending to be banks, government agencies, tech support, Quandre Diggs. It's just nuts. So just don't trust any random calls or texts. It sucks because sometimes you wonder if like you're there's an actual legit call coming through.
I think a lot of them appear to be important. It's very scary.
And please tell all of your old people in your life, never give out banking information and double check anything that feels kind of off.
Yep.
Hey, as far as Kraken play tonight, taking on the Dallas Stars are at home. We should have thought about that. We don't have to work tomorrow.
Dang it.
Let's go, I know. Kraken.
Is today the free gravy boat night?
Those things are so cool.
I think it is.
Well, I mean, it should be. It's the day before Thanksgiving. That'd be weird if they handed it out in October.
I know. They're like, no. I'm wondering if they were doing it like Friday. But I guess they should do it tonight.
You got to be right.
It can't be Friday because that's the night that the PWHL, our Seattle Torrents, is making their home debut.
Oh. Are they giving away gravy bowls?
They better be.
All right, well, Kraken playing the Dallas Stars tonight. As far as weather, in a high of 50 degrees, the DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, Steve Miggs, you went out and got yourself a matching tattoo. Yeah.
I did.
With a guy that you don't even really know.
Well, now we do.
So how did that all go? We're going to find out every detail at 620.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We got a call from a listener named Nick last week. And Nick, Migs, he wanted to get a matching tattoo with you. And not just any tattoo, a Pearl Jam tattoo.
And I was like, okay, I'll do it if you have a tattoo artist. And I love how you're like, okay, you have till the end of the show to find us a tattoo artist. And if so, I'll do it. And he did.
He did. He accepted the challenge. He found you a tattoo artist. And yesterday, you guys met up to get the tattoo.
Went over to Auburn. Shout out to Jason over at BTU Tattoo. Jason's the guy who did, actually, turns out, small world. He's the guy who did the Kraken tattoo for Danny and I. Awesome dude. So
nice.
Here's how it was going. Well, of course, while I'm being tattooed, I have to bug the tattoo artist and pull out a microphone and start asking questions, because that's just what I do.
We're hanging here over at BTU Tattoo. I'm here with Jason. Jason?
What's up, brother?
We are mid-tattoo right now. I'm also here with Nick. Nick and I are getting matching tattoos. Really, just first time ever hanging, and we're getting matching tattoos.
Yeah, what's up, man?
And I learned something fun about our friend Nick over here. He's terrified of needles.
Sure am. All my tattoos are on my back and my arm.
He told me how he's passed out from getting tattooed. So I'm thinking, when he gets his tattoo, I need to be near him. God forbid he passes out.
You have to catch him?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I was like, and so he's watching me get tattooed. I'm like, isn't this going to make you pass out? Like, I don't want to have to try and catch you while I'm being tattooed.
You're also kind of a passer outer, too. Yeah. So you guys are just a match made in heaven for that.
Yeah, we're all about the peas. Pearl Jam and passing out.
So you've been staring at me getting my tattoo. First of all, I have to say, I'm using the numbing cream for the first time in my life. Completely does not work.
Can confirm.
No. Is it because you put it on too early, do you think? Or are you just, you just have super skin and
I don't know. I did it exactly how it said to do it. So you put it on, you massage it in for a couple of minutes, the lotion. Yeah. Wait, it still doesn't sound right. You wrap it with Saran wrap so it stays warm and all that kind of stuff. And then you let it sit there for like an hour and a half, and then it should be good to go. And I put it on at like 10 in the morning. It was around 11:30 when I started getting the tattoo. And so I'm like, oh, this thing's numb. This is going to be awesome. I've never done that before. So I'm thinking, this is going to be the coolest sensation. I'm going to have him be tattooing me, and I won't even feel it. This is bonkers. So I'm ready. I'm real loosey-goosey. That first line, I'm like, totally feel it.
So weird.
It's like, have you ever had like a dental work done where like they numb your mouth?
Oh God, I hate that.
And they didn't numb it all? It's not as bad as that, but it was a weird feeling when you think you're not going to feel something, and then it's just like full on felt it. It wasn't terrible. I mean, at the end of the day,
a shock.
Yeah, but I just wasn't expecting it.
So not numb at all. Like it felt like a normal tattoo.
Yeah, see, I've never had one done on the actual, like just right on the meat of the calf.
Yeah.
So I have no idea if maybe it helped a little bit. I have no idea how painful that is. But yeah, dude, it just felt like I was getting a tattoo.
That is so wild. I think you did something wrong.
Well, you watched me do it.
You can't buy numbing cream from one of those sites from China, Timu. Steve.
You're telling me this numbing cream that I got on Amazon that had questionable reviews did not work?
The numbing stuff, it works sometimes, and it doesn't work sometimes. So you got to play it by ear and try to buy the best one you can.
Yeah, I didn't pick the one, I guess.
Discount for Steve.
Yeah, don't get it at clearance or at the dollar store, apparently.
Oh, no.
Well, clearly it's not working for me, and I've had tattoos from Jason before. You're definitely not heavy-handed, so this is a lack of numbing.
Down near the calf is the kind of a tattoo that makes your body jump every now and then.
I've had a couple little wiggles. I have to ask you then, what has been one of the more unique or most memorable matching tattoo you've ever done for someone?
And yes, we're listening to Pearl Jam in the background while getting Pearl Jam tattoos.
It's like Pearl Jamception.
We were just totally dorking out.
Probably the flower tattoos, like little mom and daughter flower tattoos.
Aww. Yeah.
Or the infinity ones.
Yep.
With the birds coming out, which I'm going to be doing here on December 5th. So stuff like that, like memorial tattoos for sure.
What about two random dudes that don't know each other getting matching Pearl Jam tattoos?
You know, it's an every once in a while thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Only Migs and Nick can do that. Right?
Yeah, buddy.
Prince Jason's like, I'm sorry I cursed. I'm like, it's okay. We weren't live.
Did Nick use the numbing cream?
No, he apparently ordered something that hadn't shown up yet.
Oh, no.
But so he was extra nervous because he's realizing, he's like, oh, the tattoo, the numbing cream's not working at all. Yeah, so it was just whatever, though.
And he got his on his arm.
He got his on his forearm. I got mine on my leg. His is a little bit different. Like, he got some different colors in his. Mine's just gray and black.
Oh. Wow, you guys are bonded for life.
I know. How random is that?
It's very random, very unique, and very cool.
It makes for a fun story, too. I've always wanted the Stickman tattoo, so it wasn't like I was getting something out of the ordinary.
Are you guys going to celebrate every year, like get together and have like a Pearl Jam listening party?
Just listen to Pearl Jam.
And they'll hold each other a little bit.
Put on Black again, brother.
Steve, do you feel more alive?
Oh, yeah. It was an even flow of lack of numbing.
And ink.
And then we just hung out on the porch and talked about how much fun we had.
Were you wearing corduroy?
Of course we were. Then I had to go to the bathroom and yell, oh, never mind. It's got too far. The Daily Mix
Show. 206-803-ROCK. Let's keep the tattoo talk going. Do you have a matching tattoo with someone? Or do you have an out there story behind any of the tattoos that you have? Call in now. 206-803-ROCK.
I bet you guys do.
Oh, yeah. We're going to take your tattoo calls.
Oh, yeah.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, yeah. Tell me more, Taryn.
Do you have a matching tattoo with somebody? Or do you have one of those out-of-there tattoos and you can tell us the story behind it? Call 206-803-ROCK. Megan from Issaquah, do you have a matching tattoo with someone?
I sure do. Real quick, can I give a shout-out to my son whose birthday it is today?
Yes,
oh,
please.
Absolutely.
All right. Happy birthday, Jasper, Mr. 13-year-old, officially a teenager.
Yay. Oh, my gosh, a 13-year-old.
And what's his name again?
Jasper, but we call him Juice.
Juice.
Oh man, well let's find out. Could it happen again? Uh-oh. Here we go.
Oh, we do the song.
It's your birthday today.
Jasper, aka Juice.
It's your birthday today.
Jasper.
Closest mates. It's your birthday today.
Jasper! All right.
Yeah. Megan, tell us about your matching tattoo.
I will. I've been playing that song for him since he was 5 years old.
That's hilarious.
Very familiar. Yeah, we met you guys at the Leavenworth KOA. Anyway.
Dude, so great meeting you and your family.
Yeah, they were stoked. Matching tattoo. So my parents have been going to the same spot in Kauai since their honeymoon in 1977. And they have been taking us there for the last 32 years. Well, like, we've been going with them there for the last 32 years, every other year or so. So it's a really super special spot for my family and I. And my sister and I got the matching coordinates of that spot in Kauai.
That is awesome.
I love that.
And also, real quick, I met Megan at the KOA in Leavenworth, and I met your family, and one of your sons was so awesome because he was like almost like mean mugging me, like, who's this dude talking to my mom? And then you introduced who I was, and he's like, oh, I listened to your show, and I thought that was so cool how protective he was.
That was probably Slater, the middle boy. He's
younger,
but they were so pumped to meet you.
Oh, it was awesome. Awesome meeting you as well.
Aaron, you're in Seattle this morning. Do you have an out-of-there story behind any of the tattoos you have, or do you have a matching tattoo with somebody?
Yeah, I have a pretty crazy tattoo story. It's just not the brightest decision in my life, but I was stationed overseas in the Middle East, and the day that we were flying back to the States, I had an appointment to get a tattoo, and me and my friend were getting ours, and she had just finished getting her tattoo, and the tattoo artist informed me that he didn't have any more needles. So I was just like, we've been in the mud and the sand for the last, you know, year together. It's a hardship tour. There's nobody around. You been with anybody that I don't know about? She's like, looked at me like I was crazy. She's like, no. I'm like, just rinse it off. I'll be good.
Oh, my God. Now, I don't think we need to say, Jason, what the hell is wrong with you? But, or Aaron, what the hell is wrong with you?
It was 28 years later, everything's fine. So. Okay.
No harm, no foul. But yeah, not my wisest decision. Don't do that, anybody.
I mean,
I definitely had some stressful times when it, you know, there was mandatory screenings at work or whatever, and you know, like, is this going to be the day I find out?
I mean, it is kind of, that isn't out of their story, but it's also kind of a matching tattoo story because, you know, you got like
matching DNA
blood streams.
Yeah. Wow, Aaron,
that is insanity.
And how about the tattoo artist? Like, all right.
I feel like that should go against the code of tattoo artistry.
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think that you could beat Steve Migs? 369 wins, 128 losses, 105 ties this year so far. You can call 206-803-ROCK to play Beat Migs at 650.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.